Yale University is stripping the name of a white supremacist from one of its dorms today. The building, known as a residential college, was named after John C. Calhoun, the former vice president and Yale grad who once called slavery a positive good. In 2016, Yale's administration chose to keep the name, but this year it changed course and announced it would rename the building after another graduate, Grace Murray Hopper, a pioneering computer scientist and World War II Navy admiral. Phoebe Petrovic has the story.
Protests against the name Calhoun College stretch back to when Yale University christened the Gothic dorm in 1933. Over the years, symbols like Confederate battle flags and bullwhips came off the walls, but until now, Calhoun's name remained. When Jonathan Holloway served as the head of Calhoun College, he used to think that seemed right.
I had long held out hope that actually sort of shedding light on who John Calhoun was and shedding light on the fact that Yale made a terrible decision in the 1930s to name a college in his honor, by talking about it, that would be a good thing.
Holloway's a historian and scholar of African American studies and provost of Northwestern University. In 2014, he was Yale's first black dean, and he says his perspective on Calhoun's name changed a year later.
Then Dylann Roof murdered all of those people. And then the idea of hanging on to this name from the stance of sort of historical purity, that started to feel a little bit precious.
The killing of 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, Calhoun's home state, refocused national attention on racism and ignited debates about Confederate flags and memorials. At Yale, administrators discussed renaming Calhoun, but student activists like senior Evetti Estepan were focused on fighting institutional racism.
We were creating quote-unquote demands or whatever. Like, Calhoun almost didn't even make it onto the demand thing. I remember it was like, oh, what are we demanding? Yeah. And they, like, made this list, and we finally, like, had narrowed it down to 5 or 6. And I remember it barely made it on.
The students wanted material support, like more faculty of color on tenure track. The university rejected only one student demand, renaming Calhoun. At the time, Yale's president, Peter Salovey, wrote that changing the name would amount to erasing history. Senior Maya Jenkins saw keeping the name as defending white supremacy.
If you really think that as a black student, as a brown student, as a student of color walking around, that you're going to forget the history of the fact that Yale was built on the backs of your ancestors and on your ancestors' like violently stolen land because of, you know, a symbol, it's clear who you're prioritizing. Like, you're prioritizing the white students who have the privilege to forget.
Jenkins and other student activists, faculty, and many New Haveners refused to take no for an answer. So Salovey had a committee make a blueprint for considering requests to change a building's name. The guidelines emphasize history and say that renaming should happen only in exceptional circumstances. John Fabian Witt, a history and law professor who chaired the committee, says in the case of Calhoun,
Yale would never have named a college after John Calhoun in 1850 upon his death. Yale was a place full of critics for John Calhoun in 1850.
Calhoun died before the Civil War. Yale named the college for him in 1933, when whites North and South engaged in a politics of reconciliation that romanticized the war. Mark Perry, senior reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, says by the time Yale named a college for Calhoun,
that he could be seen as almost a unifying figure who could help diversify the student body there by attracting students from the South.
That's white students from the South. Witt and Perry say that after the Civil War, reconciliation brushed slavery and white supremacy under the rug. And Perry says that's similar timing to Confederate monuments going up decades after the Civil War during Jim Crow. The Chronicle's data team has looked into these monuments, and out of more than 1,500 across the country,
we know of at least 37 Confederate monuments that have been on college campuses since, I think, 2011. 13 of those 37 have been removed since 2012 or are in the process of being removed. And 8 of those 13 are since Charlottesville in particular.
Perry says there are dozens of efforts completed or underway to contextualize or remove racist symbols on campuses like Duke, UT Austin, and Harvard Law. Here at Yale, Calhoun College has been renamed. But John C. Calhoun's name and statues elsewhere on campus will remain. Here's John Witt, the historian who chaired the committee that drew up the blueprint.
I think that the changing of the name to Hopper, combined with the preservation of pieces of Calhoun here, is a way of expressing a kind of dishonor. That is, he's still here, and he's been dishonored. His legacy has been dishonored. And the university hasn't been engaged in the process of erasing the history of its engagement with Calhoun, either in the 1930s through the Lost Cause mythology, or in the 19th century when Yale had any number of connections to slavery. So it's important to both preserve that history and also move on, and also move on.
For students like Yvette Estepan and Maya Jenkins, that means moving on to more campaigns for racial justice. And if calls surface to rename more buildings, Yale, for its part, will try to make sense of the material and symbolic meaning of a name, then, now, and for decades to come. For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Petrovic.